Well, good morning, friends. My name's Charlie Newcomb. I'm the minister at Christchurch Huntingdon, and I thought you might be interested to know what Christians think about heaven. Many people think that heaven is something like a cross between an everlasting episode of Songs of Praise and people in 90s strumming harps on clouds. Well, if that picture doesn't make you very keen to go there, and it doesn't to me either, well, can I reassure you with three things about what Christians believe from the Bible about heaven? First of all, heaven is a place without suffering. Heaven is a place where there's no suffering. In heaven, or more accurately, the new heavens and the new earth, as the Bible calls it, there won't be any more suffering. That is just brilliant. No more cancer, no more COVID, no sickness, no sin, no suffering. It will be wonderful. There won't be broken bones, broken homes, broken hearts. There won't be hospitals, hankies, hearses. There won't be misunderstandings, disappointments, and all the things that we're currently grappling with at the moment, like changing rules. In fact, did you know there won't be rules in heaven, just relationships? So first of all, heaven is a place without suffering. Secondly, heaven is a place where we get to be with Jesus. This is the most wonderful thing about heaven. Jesus was the most kind, forgiving, powerful, wonderful person who ever existed. He was and is infinitely inventive, because he created the humming bee and the butterfly, the atom and the aardvark, so it'll never be boring. And he's infinitely loving, so it'll never be disappointing. We all love friendships, but friendships get broken by the way in which we let one another down, and by distance, and ultimately by death, which separates all of us. But in heaven, our friendship with Jesus and with all his people will be perfect. So if you don't find Jesus brilliant, you may not want to go to heaven. But if you've discovered that he is the key to life, well, you won't want to live without him. First of all, heaven is a place without suffering. Secondly, heaven is a place where we get to be with Jesus. And the third thing that Christians understand from the Bible about heaven, and this is perhaps the biggest surprise for most people, is that heaven isn't for good people. Yes, you heard it right. It's not good people who go to heaven, because actually there aren't any. All of us have sinned and deserve to go to the other place. But wonderfully, heaven is for forgiven people, people who know that they're not worthy to go to heaven, people who've mucked up, people who've sinned, but people who turn to Jesus and say, Jesus, please forgive me and turn my life around with your help. Well, these are hard days that we're living through, and it may be that some are worried whether they will last through the winter. Well, take Jesus's hand and you will be safe, both now and even through death and out to a far better place. Belinda Carlisle sang, "Ooh, heaven is a place on earth." Well, I'm glad that it's not, especially what we're seeing on earth at the moment. But to recap, heaven is a place without suffering. Heaven is a place where we get to be with Jesus. And heaven isn't for good people, because there aren't any. It's for forgiven people. So come to Jesus, come to know him, and put your trust in him. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.